Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Oh, my gosh. You will not tell me not to rotate my phone.
Yes.
But it still needs to be rotated because, look, my live is here. See that? The difference. Can we just not, like, y'all don't even understand. The struggle is so real this morning.
It's real.
Oh, it's really been real. Good morning, America. How y'all doing? I'm going to try to get me and you and Laura and here, all of us in this little big
town. Good morning, Jessica Franklin.
Put us on your prayer list today, girl. How y'all doing? Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Listeners, y'all don't even understand how I'm trying to get y'all hooked up this morning. And I, you know what? I'm up for a great challenge today. So we thank God for it because, listen, it was. We know that it will not be as effective if we didn't have the struggle,
some kind of trial.
The struggle. Early in the morning. So we just want to say good morning, America.
For this is the day
the Lord has made.
We're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Woo! We're so happy.
No matter what.
Yes. Y'all know what? For a moment, I saw the sun peek out, and then it went back in.
Yeah, it's already done it like three times.
Really?
It comes out and goes back in.
Wow. So we are so excited.
Yes, we are.
To be here this morning, and we're just so elated that you guys are tuning in to hear what God is saying today. Tailor-made to fit you. So that's what I love. And I'm excited. I'm ready to hear what thus says the Lord myself in the detail of the depth. So, Laura, say good morning to our people.
Buenos dias, familia. ¿Cómo está la familia? Gracias por estar con nosotros esta mañana. Le damos gracias a nuestro Padre lindo. Y le pedimos que siga tocando a cada uno de nosotros, le damos gracias a todos que nos están viendo aquí en la estación, en radio, y gracias por estar estudiando la palabra de Dios con nosotros, y le sigo pidiendo a nuestro Padre que haga bendiciones en su vida y milagros, y los quiero mucho, sigan orando por nosotras, y nosotros vamos a orar por ustedes, ¿eh?
Woo.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
Wow, we love you.
We love y'all so much, and thank y'all for tuning in, everybody. Good morning, Michael Isaiah Burns from New York City. Good morning, Rhonda. Good morning, Joni. Good morning, Mary G. Robinson. You are all sons and daughters of the Most High God. Woo! We're so excited that you guys are tuning in this morning. Down here in Texas, Michael, it's been raining a lot. I don't know about New York, but it's been raining a lot here because of the storms and the hurricanes and all of that, but I
and
tell
everything
you,
is green and beautiful.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. We thank God for the rain.
3 months ago, it was dry. Everything was like dry.
Yeah, but it's so awesome, and we thank God for the rain because this is what we need, not only in the natural, but we need it in the supernatural too. We need Him to rain on us, right, Laura? His Spirit and His love, and that way we can connect to the people of God.
Yes,
and you know. Do it God's way.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to be talking about this morning.
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot of people are struggling in different entities and areas of where God is calling them.
Yes.
So in this hour, God is calling us into a great fast.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody has their own interpretations of fasting.
Mm-hmm.
But today we're going to talk about fasting God's way.
Yes,
and this is what moves God. This is what gets His attention because a lot of people as Christians are struggling.
Yes.
And different entities of the struggle,
yes.
You know, and life was always designed to be paradise.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
From the very beginning when Adam and Eve, and y'all know they were in paradise, and then all of a sudden, y'all know what happened.
Yeah.
And then the struggle has been real.
Yes.
You know,
that's
sin
right.
has been
that's
real.
Right.
We were conceived in it after the fact, and then we are born in it, and guess what? We don't die in it, America, but we don't have to die of sin.
That's right.
We can be who God has called us to be, and God, I just love the word of God.
Yes, God's love letter.
Which is fire. Woo!
La palabra Dios que es luce.
Es fuego. Woo, that's dunamis. That's a double portion of fire.
Yes.
So listen, y'all going to have to excuse me 1 second. I got to go over here and get my notes because I, you know, I'm going to try to work the blog. left my notes over there, America, and then the I got to go to the computer, and I'm going to be right back.
And I just want to say this morning, you know, everybody going through something.
Everybody.
I know that we're all going through something, okay?
Everybody.
But you know what? I'm learning and growing in God, and I love him so much that every morning I just wake up. Of course, I spend time with him early in the morning.
Absolutely.
But I wake up thanking him, Marlo.
I know it.
God, thank you that I'm alive. Thank you that I have a home. Thank you that I have family and friends. Thank you that your word is true. Your word is alive. Thank you that I have hope. I mean, I just wake up thanking him every morning. Like, whatever comes at me today, God, I thank you that I have the victory. I thank you that it's going to be a testimony. I thank you it's just a trial for a testimony.
Come on now.
I mean, I'm just,
we're working it out.
You know, we're just thanking the Lord. I'm just thanking the Lord.
Yeah.
I thank God for each and one of you.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
we
love you.
So blessed.
Yes.
Thank y'all for your love and support and pray for us. You know, we're praying for y'all.
Yes.
But, you know, so there's so much to be thankful for.
It really is. And Brother Michael says in New York it's raining there, too. So it's just raining everywhere. I don't even know if it's cooler there. It's cooler here, but I'm sure it's a lot cooler there. But we're excited about the fall. So happy fall, America. It is the fall season. Everybody got their little orange, green, you know, the fall colors.
I bought some snacks that have a little pumpkin.
Yeah, sure do, y'all. Y'all know we can't be doing them snacks, but we'd be trying to give them to our studio audience.
Yeah, we're
going
to be a blessing.
Yes. So we're so excited, but if y'all can't tell, I'm back. Yes, we are back this morning, and this is so awesome. So we are in transition, and transition is good.
Yeah.
And one thing I noticed about people, most people don't like change, but change is so good.
And it's growth.
Yes. And we have to be ready to receive it and believe it.
And we have to be thankful for every season because it's growth. You know, I hear people already complaining about the rain and talking real bad about the rain.
What?
And I'm like, I'm just thanking God for the rain because we need it. And I'm like, there's this song, y'all. That I learned as a baby Christian. Y'all gotta hear it. Find me the rain. And I said, it is raining all around me. Why don't Jesus? It's a lot of rain. And I'm just like, Lord, let it rain, like you said, not only physically, but spiritually.
Yeah.
Get all joy.
Yeah.
We need the rain.
We need it.
I said, God, no more floods. No more floods.
Yeah.
We gotta be
no more hurricanes.
We gotta be specific, right?
Yeah. And then they come, we have the power to send them
away.
In the
name of Jesus,
another way.
Yeah, so, and they will go.
Yeah,
they will.
They have to. Y'all know Jesus, he said when he left, he said, hold up, wait a minute. Before I go, he left us all power, right? And he said to us that you will do even greater things. Now, if he can make the waves and all of that behave, we can do it too.
Yes.
We just have to believe it, you know, in order to receive it.
That's
and, you know, this is the time to sign miracles and wonders, America.
Yes.
And we have to operate in those different types of anointings that God has on each and every one of us.
That's right.
So we have to tap in and press in. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And the way to do that is fasting God's way.
Yes.
And that scripture is coming from Isaiah 58. Yes. So to God be the glory. So listen, Lord, we're just going to flow today, hear what God is saying. We're going to do it his way. So we just pray that you all open your minds and your hearts to be receptive to the new revelation that God has given us today. Same God, different time.
Yes, and I want to thank each and one of you for your patience. We're all learning and growing, and my reading is getting better in Spanish.
Reading is great, Laura.
And greater, it's going to get greater. And I thank you for your patience, but, you know, I thank God because we're students every day.
Yeah,
you know, we're learning and growing, and we give you the scriptures, and then later you will study them for yourself,
yes,
right?
Write them down.
Because God gives us new revelations every day.
Yes,
so,
he does.
So,
good morning, Miss Sylvia. Good morning, because you win, daughter of the Most High God. How y'all doing this morning? We're so glad that y'all are tuned in to hear the word of the Lord today, and we're so excited that the Lord trusts us to sound the trumpet.
Yes.
Look at all those hearts, kids. Yes. We love you, too, girl. Yes. So, Laura, let's do what God is saying to do this
morning. Isaiah 58, and it's verses 1 to 14, right?
Yeah, but we're going to slow roll it. We're going to take our time and do the first five.
The first five.
Yes.
Okay. God's love letters.
Which is fire. Yes. Woo!
La palabra de Dios que
es lumbre, es fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones.
Hallelujah.
En Isaías 58, del 1 al 5. Okay. Y dice, clama a voz en cuello. No te detengas. Alza tu voz como trompeta y anuncia a mi pueblo su rebelión y a la casa de Jacob su pecado. Que me buscan cada día y que quieren saber mis caminos. Como gente que yo hubiese hecho justicia y que no hubiese dejado la ley de sus Dios, me piden justos juicios y quieren acercarse a Dios. ¿Por qué? Dicen, ayunamos y no hiciste caso. Humillamos nuestra alma y no te diste por entendido. Que aquí, que en el día de vuestro ayuno, buscáis vuestro propio justo y oprimís a todos vuestros trabajadores. He aquí para continuas de debates ayunáis y para herir con el puño inclinamente. No ayunes como hoy para que vuestra voz sea oída en lo alto.
Uh-oh.
En el ayuno que yo escogí de día de aflija el hombre de su alma que incline su cabeza como junco de haga cama de cilicio y de la ceniza. Llamará pies esto ayuno y día agradable de Jehová. Gloria a Dios.
Woo! The word of the Lord, Isaiah 58, that's 1 through 5. So we're going to read the English.
Uh-huh.
Yes, so it says, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions, that the house of Jacob also show them their sins. So one thing about the scripture here that I really want to kind of break down in the very first scripture is, you know, as we were talking about earlier when we first came on, that initially the way God created us, man, Adam and Eve, we were initially meant to be in paradise forever. But when sin came in, okay, and it came through, they say, Eve, that's what the Word of God says. Y'all know Adam be like, it's that woman you gave me, Lord. Okay. Okay, so listen. So y'all know that when the serpent came, and of course this is not in Isaiah, but we got to bring it up to this.
Mm-hmm.
When the serpent came and tempted Eve, y'all know he wasn't a snake yet, right? Okay, that's why he had her undivided attention, because when he came to dwell with her and Adam, but he really got the woman's attention because he was a, quote, a man, angel, remember, a fallen angel, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And he was what God said, the most beautiful angel. So, hello, y'all know how y'all see, girls. I don't care if y'all Holy Ghost filled or not. Y'all see that gorgeous man, y'all be like, what you say? What? Okay, we got to keep it real,
be
America. Yeah. So that's how he got her attention, because he wasn't a serpent until after the fall. Okay, and that's when God said, I will curse you, and on your belly you will. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's when the serpent came, the creation of that. But you got to be mindful. So at that time, when sin came in, everything after that, which was Cain and Abel, and every one of us that's living today,
yes.
He said, you know, sin came in, and then we were conceived in it, we were born in it, and we're going to die in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when the Word of God in Isaiah 58 says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. That's why now in the time of dispensation, the way God is dealing with us now, we have to use our voices, to use our different entities of, like, we're on social media now, we're on a blog radio, we have our live studio audience. We actually, when we open our doors in the morning, we can declare, decree,
yes,
right?
That's right.
When we go to work, this is what the Word of God is telling us.
Mm-hmm.
Even though sometimes we had a real trumpet, but your mouthpiece, that's where it says, lift your voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions, which is their sin.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, the way we do that, y'all know we talk about this as a mirror. It's also a love letter,
yes,
which is fire, but it's also a mirror that will show you you.
Yes.
And what we do is we encourage people to get in their word,
mm-hmm,
get next to God.
That's right.
So God, they can hear God for themselves. And who are we as people of God to be pointing the fingers at people?
Yes.
Because when we do that, it's a way to show people their transgressions through the word of God, and you let God do it.
He will do it. Yes.
Because he be showing me.
Yes.
Hello.
He does it to me every day.
Because y'all know we always talking about we just want to bust people in the back of their neck. What? But he be like, you can't do that. And when people be showing out, he just be like, just be quiet. And y'all know when we love to talk about the business of God, how you be quiet? But when God said be quiet, you better know to be quiet, right?
He's a chef.
Yes. Sometimes in the supernatural, you do see the zipper. Zip the lip, people of God.
Yeah.
So really, this is what God is telling us. But yet they seek me daily. See, this is what the word of God is saying
every day.
And delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God.
Mm-hmm.
They asked of me the ordinance of justice. They took delight in approaching to God. See, that's how you come to God. You take delight in it.
Yes.
You hear him. You want to be right. It's a lot of things that we forsake. What are your ordinances, God? What are your laws? And even though we are no longer, you got to remember this was wrote at the time of the law, but it still relates to us now, even under grace, because this is God speaking to us about how he chooses for us to fast.
Mm-hmm.
So the topic today is fasting God's way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get into the depth of this, especially when we get past 5. And God's really going to break it down. But these are some of the concerns. We're going to kind of go over to talk about what God was talking about to us last night, where he says, this is a question. Y'all know we talk about when you get in the word of God, he's always asking us questions. So God is saying, are you concerned that your life as a Christian isn't working? Because that's where people get frustrated.
Yeah.
They give up and say, well, you know what? This living for life for God, everybody else looks like they sold out and they happy, but this ain't working for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I might as well, this is what they say, go on and out there and do what I was doing, and then it was working better for me that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know that's a lie from the enemy, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yes.
So you have to ask yourself, these are those things that really make you go, let me think about that, God. Let me examine myself.
Yeah.
This is really all he's asking us to do is think about where we're at, where we're going, and where we want to be. Is your relationship with God producing? So you have to ask yourself that.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fruits are you seeing as you labor in your life? You got to be able to see some fruit, America. If you're not seeing fruit, you got to go back to the word and just see what God is saying to you about you,
yeah,
not other people. Because people will always, you know, the enemy is accused of the brethren, right? And anytime people are pointing the finger at you, they got 1, 2, 3 more pointing
back
and a thumb, okay? So we really got to be very careful about how we do that and how we are containers of the glory, ministers of the gospel, right, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
And not be, and meeting people where they're at.
Yeah.
Because guess what? We just barely got where we at.
Yes.
Amen?
And as Susan prayed for a lady this Sunday, we went to Compassion Park area, and I think it was the first couple that she prayed for. It was a husband and wife. They've been married for, oh, my God, it was 20-something years. I don't know if it was 24 or 28. And what happened was that we asked them, you know, they knew Jesus, Lord, Savior. They were like, yes. And then they're like, would you like to come visit church? And they were like, no. He goes, we were once upon a time, and as soon as we started going to church, bad things started happening.
Saying, that's what we're talking about.
And
right there.
They said they stopped going because as soon as they gave their hearts to God, their lives just like, and we're like, what? And so it has been 20-something years.
Wow.
And then Susan, of course, just says, well, that was the last thing the devil is. I need to pray. I'm going to pray for you. Lord, let's pray. And Susan prayed, and she talked. She got to minister to them for about 15, 20 minutes.
Wow.
And they were listening. They were receiving what the Holy Spirit was speaking through her, but it was just like, wow.
And that's called replanting the seed. And even 20 years ago, someone planted the seed. So.
And time for God is nothing. But see, God said, well, he did begin a good work. He's going to finish
it. Yeah.
But they were like very that were receiving what God was speaking to
That's
her.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So now she watered.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
So one planet,
I believe so.
And then
That's
20-something
right.
years later,
That's
she
right.
came to water.
That's right. We can't give
yes.
up on people.
Yes.
That's what's beautiful about God, that he don't give up. We might give up sometimes, but... Ooh, I thank God for my daddy. He don't give up on
he
no
doesn't.
One.
He doesn't. So
yeah.
that's what's so encouraging about this word. It's really teaching people God's way of fasting. But God is trying to get our attention. That's why he's talking to us about, yet we seek him daily. We have to get into that place of, you know, making time for God.
Yes.
We get so caught up in the business of life, work, church, all of this, and ain't nobody hearing God because we're not seeking it. And that's why. It is not like God's not there
that's
to
right.
minister to us,
that's
to talk
right.
to us, to love on us. But we got to get in his face.
Yes.
That's why it says, you know, seeking righteousness and forsook not the ordinances, which is God's way, that they ask, what is your ordinances of justice? How do we do this, God? So that's where it's so powerful here when verse 3 talks about, wherefore have we fasted? Say they, and thou seekest not. Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and thou taken no knowledge? Behold, which means look, in the days of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Verse 4 says, also, behold, ye fast for strife, and we debate, and we smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice be heard on high. Okay, so what God is saying there is, we are fasting selfishly. We really are. You know, a lot of people, in the way of their fasting, everybody has their own way. But here's the thing. We got to get back to doing God's way. Okay, a lot of people say fasting is, you know, when you deprive yourself of food or things that designed for the flesh to die. Okay, that's what fasting is, so that you can elevate in the spirit.
Yes.
And so that you can hear God, because fasting is giving up a craving of the physical to gain assistance from the spiritual, okay?
That's, right.
That's the bottom line about fasting.
Yes.
And a lot of people fast for, this is where it gets really so deep and where God is like, you know what, I'm done with all of that selfishness. Because
yeah.
that's really because a lot of people say, I'm going to fast for God to move. What? No, you fasting for you to move. That's what a fast is about. It's about you. It ain't about God, because God already moves. He moves and breathes every day, and
yes.
especially through his word. This is a living word. And
right.
every time you open this word, you're going to read the same thing, but you're going to get something different.
Yeah, every time. That's
yes,
right.
because
That's
it's
right.
living. It's breathing. It's moving.
That's
why
right.
it's called the living word of God.
Yeah.
So one thing about fasting is people get it. It's such a place of selfishness. Because you're fasting for God to do something, but what are you doing? Are we doing it for God, or are we doing it for ourselves? And most people fast, not everybody, but most people fast for God to do something for them continually. Well, let me fast and pray. And, you know, fasting and praying is like seed and harvest. It goes together, because you got to get into that place. Once you start, the flesh begin to die. That's also the physical flesh, the mind, because we want to get into that place of elevating in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Laura?
That's right. That's right.
And that's what really moves God. So that's what he's saying. But fire is such a propelling verse here where it says, it is such a fast that I have chosen. Is it such a fast that I've chosen? This is God asking the question. A day for a man to afflict his soul. So he's really after our soul.
Yes.
Okay?
Right.
It is to
right.
bow down his head as bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him. Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day of the Lord? So he asked like three questions in one. Is this a fast that I've chosen? He asks us that. A day for a man to afflict his soul? He asking that because he want to know what you're doing. Why are you fasting? Do you want... And that's why even in the scriptures it tells us when you do fast, don't be walking around talking about, oh, I'm so hungry. Well, why haven't you? Well, I'm fast. I mean, that's not really.
It's true.
That's what he's asking us. What are you doing? That's not what I'm asking you to do, because that's a personal thing.
That's right.
Between you and God. And
that's
people,
right.
you got to keep people out of it.
Yes.
Because they be like, I'm telling you, the devil coming. Y'all know he came after Jesus. Some of you hungry, remember?
You turn them stones into bread. But that's why you got to tell the enemy, it is written, okay, that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of his mouth.
Yes.
So it's all about what we're declaring. So if y'all don't think that if the enemy came to Jesus, you don't think he's going to come to you? He coming. And he's going to tell you, girl, if I was you, I would go there and eat. Okay, and it's not even always about food. In today's time, what is consuming you? Is it your cell phone? Then fast. Because some people, the food is not even an issue. Some people don't eat all day.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they just like, you know, I that's just what I do. You have to crucify the flesh your way and the things that are coming between you and God. Time and love and all of that, right,
yes,
Laura?
Right.
So what is your experience, Laura?
Well, with me, you know, as I'm learning and growing, and you know, I keep telling God I want everything he has for me. You know, I'm like, Lord, I want everything you have for me. And I want everything you have for me. And that's when he says, well, you're going to have to spend more time with me and, of course, fast for me. And as I've been doing it, you know, he's been waking me up at 4 o'clock in the morning, me personally, okay? I've been getting up at 4 already for almost 2 months, and it's been beautiful because I turn on some praise and worship music on, and I talk to him, and then he talks to me,
that's
you know.
Good.
And as I've been fasting at times, you know, I'm learning to, he guides me, and then his word becomes more alive, and it's more about what is it that you want me to do, Father, to be more effective for your anointing to continue to flow in me, Father, and to continue to be the feet and the hand that you want me to be wherever you lead me. So it's about what you want, thy will to be done, for his will to be done. And as I've been spending more time with him early in the morning, and like I said, at first it was hard, but now it's like once you get used to it, once, you know, you make it a habit, you know, and you continue to fall in love with him because it's all on you. How bad do you want more of God? And if you want more of God, I'm telling you, the more of God you have in you, the more revelation and understanding you get, the more of his anointing, the more peace, the more love, the more of his will is going to be done. And you might make mistakes. I mean, I make them all the time, okay? But I'm learning and growing. But then I learn what to say no to and where to go and where not to go. So, it's, you know, I draw closer to him. He draws closer to me.
That's how I go.
Yeah.
But what's so propelling about this, let's talk about this portion. We were saying earlier, most of our issues of fasting is one-sided. It really is. So, you know, that's one thing about God. He's teaching us how to be in relationship with him. And anytime you're in a relationship with people, it can't be one-sided. If it is, you're going to be shipwrecked, okay? And then you ain't going to be with no people, not much longer. Because when people be like, they just be like wanting to come around when it's all benefit. Then people, they not going to answer phone calls. When I'm just saying, you know.
I'm telling you.
And that's what we were talking about earlier. You know, when we begin to fast, we're dying so that we can elevate in the spirit and hear what God is saying to us. And this is what was so propelling about it. Only wanting from God on the vertical and not reaching nor serving his people on the horizontal to help improve the lives of others. God is very specific when he tells us of the fast that pleases him, okay? And that's what 6 is telling us here, that God is saying, listen, America, oh, my gosh, my contractor, help me, Lord. But anyway, so it is not, this is what 6 says, Isaiah 58 and 6 says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? He asking another, he asked my 5 questions over here, to loose the bonds of the wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the press go free, and that ye break every yoke. So you want to read that in Spanish, Laura, 6.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego, en este no es más bien el ayuno que yo escogí desatar las lenguadas de impiedad, soltar las cargas de opresión, y dejar ir libre a los quebrantados y que rompes todo yugo.
Okay, what's so propelling about 6 is, now this is where it get really,
you'd be like, oh, I never knew that, God. Well, me personally, y'all may have known it in the depth. And we also have to learn that we got to cruise through this life with the Lord and not make it so complicated and keep it as simple. But at the same time, we cannot only be surface. He's calling us into a depth, a deeper place. So when he say, is it not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke. So now what he's saying to us is fasting, God's way, is elevating people, helping other people. When we get out of just asking God, I want to fast for you to do something for me, but what are you doing for others? So that's what God is saying here. And I thought, God, you are so amazing how you are really dealing with your people today about getting out of ourselves and getting out of this selfish place and always saying, okay, God, can you do this for me? I'm fasting for a better job. I'm fasting for you to change my husband or my wife. I'm fasting for you to deal with my children. I mean, really. But what are you doing? Because he says here, this is our reasonable service here. That's why he says, is this the kind of fast that I've chosen? To loose the bands of the wickedness. So how are we doing that? We're doing that by helping other people, you know, by showing the world that God is really in people.
That's
you know, and we thank God for our churches because that's where the Lord says that we forsake not the assembling of ourselves, because the thing about a congregation is so much power. Mm-hmm. And when all the people of God come together, but as a separate person, we are the church.
That's
because
right.
Do y'all know that when we show up at the church, that's when the Spirit show up?
That's right.
The Spirit
right.
don't be left at the church. He leave when we leave.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, so
Amen.
We are the vessels that God is seeing. And I thank God for our churches. I'm not speaking that in a negative way, but we're talking about what God talks about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So he really wants to get our attention. So we give God's attention when we give to others what we are asking from God. So whatever you're asking from God for, whatever you're fasting for, if you're giving it to other people, God's going to make sure you get it. And that's where Luke 6 and 38 come in, Laura.
Right.
Then we'll go back to Isaiah. So
God's love letters.
Yes.
Which is
fire. Woo.
La palabra de Dios que es
lumbre es fuego.
Es fuego.
Woo.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones.
Hallelujah.
And he says, Lucas 6:38, da y se os dará.
Mm.
Media buena, apretada, remeciada y rebuntando, darán en vuestro regazo, porque con la misma media que con que medias, oh, volverá. Volverán a medir.
Woo, woo. Luke 6:38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom.
Woo.
That's what's so awesome. For with the same measure that ye me, it shall be met. Without, it shall be measured back to you. What? Again. That's what I love about it. So really, this is what's so pivotal about. I said, the Lord over here in Isaiah 58, right? This is where he switched it up on us. Okay, he started talking about, what you doing? Are you over here, like, putting ashes on you, sitting in ashes? What you doing?
He did.
He was like, look, that's not my way of fasting. Because first of all, we get it all mixed up trying to get in this place. Now, fasting is designed for the physical to die and the spirit to come alive, okay? But we get into this place, we start fasting for God to move, but God is already moving, okay? He's never not moving. He's been moving, and remember, that's why the Trinity is so powerful,
yes.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I love it when I heard a teacher preach, God is like a pretzel. You got three holes. You don't have a pretzel without the three holes.
Uh-huh.
Father, Son, the Holy Spirit is all twined in one,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So that is how God moves, but he moves through the way we move because we can be the God of today. We're not. I'm not saying we God, but God is in us, right? And you want people to see God in you. Because as Christian people, and it goes back to that first question, are you concerned that your life as a Christian isn't working?
That was the first question that God asked us. So if you're concerned about that, this is what moves God, okay? By God wants to see if you are a conduit for every blessing that you're requesting, okay? And conduit means that are you connecting? Are you the flow of what you're requesting from God? Are you giving that? That's why Luke 6 and 38 was so pivotal.
Yes.
So giving it shall be given back to you. How you giving? Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over.
That's right.
Shall men give into your, and that's with the same measure that ye meet.
Yes.
So really, that's really God's way, because this is what he said right here. So we're going to read down in 7 in Spanish, and then we'll read in English.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es
fuego.
God's love letters,
which is fire. Woo!
And it says, and Luke, I say, Isaías 58, verso 7. Y dice, no es para partar tu pan con el hambriento y a los pobres en antes al burgués en casa, que cuando veas el desnudo, cubras y no te escondas de tu hermano.
Aleluya. Isaiah 58 is a petition of questions that God is asking us. I don't know.
That was 7. I'm sorry, that was 7.
That's
the one
I want you to read.
Oh, that was the one? Okay, yeah. Seven.
So what Isaiah 58 and 7 is saying, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? Now, God is asking us a question. And that thou shalt bring the poor, that they are cast out of thy house. When thou seekest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Okay, so God is saying, who are you helping? Are you feeding people? Are you clothing them? You giving them a place? You casting out of people at your house? When you know, when people ain't moving fast enough, they got to get a job. And they do need to work. I'm not saying that. But, you know, if you are helping people that are not trying to help themselves, that's a big issue. Because at that point, if hurting people is hurting you, helping people is hurting you, then you're not helping. Okay, so God is asking us, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? Are we helping people?
Because if he can't trust you with little, how is he going to trust you with much? Cynthia, she goes to church with us, and I pick her up every Sunday. And she had a testimony where she said she was struggling, paying some of her bills or something. But she said that she didn't have that much food in her house. But she went home, and she made some sandwiches, or she made some food for some homeless people. And she goes, you know, I didn't have much, but I was like, you know, I have a house, and I'm going to have to trust God. And she made the little that she had and went and gave it to them. And I don't know, I think she said somebody paid one of her bills or something took place, so she got blessed with groceries. And it's like, I'm so glad I did it, you know. But she said that she was just trusting God.
That's what
and
we
she
do.
Went and blessed some homeless people.
That's what we do. And we have to do that in intent. Every single day we wake up and we say, God, what is my assignment today, Lord? You know, what is it that you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? You know, you always talk about that, Laura. Also, what do you not want me to go?
Yeah.
What do you not want me to do?
Because
we get caught up trying to do what we're trying to do. And God ain't told us to do that. And then we'd be like, oh, my God, I can't believe. And then you're looking for a harvest, ground ain't even fertile. You ain't even checking God. You're just doing what you think you should. You know, we are all different.
And with God. When you have intimacy and you talk to him and you sing to him, you worship with him, I surrender, I want to know you more and more, he will talk to you, you know, and he will tell you what to do, what not to do. And when you ask for confirmation, this is my intimacy with my Abba. When I'm not too sure of something, I'm like, God, give me confirmation. And if I ask for a second confirmation, and I feel that it's okay because that's my intimacy with him, he gives it to me every time because I want to make sure that I'm his will, and I want to please Abba, you know?
That's it.
And then he'll do the rest, you know, and he will. He'll
just wait on us.
He'll
just wait on us to hear his heart, because a lot of times when God tells us to do those things, you'd be like, I don't think that's God. I don't know. I don't know. And it really do. I mean, it'd be the smallest detail thing, and then some of the time be the outlandish things, too.
Yeah.
It's that supernatural place that he's trying to pull us into. But God is so specific when he's telling us this is the fast that he's calling. This is the way God wants us to fast, is through people. And this word is so pivotal to God pulling on our hearts in this hour.
Yes.
You know, we got to get out of this selfish place where we think fasting is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course it is for that we
the flesh dies and the spirit rises. And when you stay in the spirit, God is a spirit, okay? And when you get in the spirit, you hear God, because you those that worship him in spirit must worship him in spirit and truth. And that's how we stay free in God, is staying in the truth, but the flesh got to die, you know? And when you get concerned about other people, you ain't so into you. Because trust and believe me, whatever you're going through is somebody going through you.
And he will. I get excited, y'all, because I'm like, God, I pray that they get it. Because anytime you're hurting, he knows. And you talk to him, he will heal that pain.
He will.
And he will send people your way. He's amazing. You know, like I shared with Marlo that just recently I was missing my mom. This coming October will be 2 years she's been with, to be with the Lord. And I still miss her, you know. And but I know she's in her mansion. But I was missing her on a Friday, and I was in my couch, you know, just crying and listening to TV and Daystar, Reflection is Praise and Worship. And I was just saying, God, it would be nice if you would send some friends my way and we do something. But I don't want to bother nobody. But, God, you hold the heart of kings, and you turn it into flesh.
That's
how I'm talking to God. I kid you not, like 30 minutes later, Renee calls me and tells me, hey, girl, what you doing, Renee? We were supposed to do something on Saturday together, and she's like, you want to get together with me and
Kathy,
mm-hmm. and go out to eat, and I'll take your bill. We'll go out to eat Japanese food, and I'm like, what? And I mean, right there and there, after I hung up, I was just weeping with joy because I'm like,
you asked,
you know, I asked, and he heard my cry, he heard my heart, and we went out to eat Japanese food. And then Kathy was missing her mom. It was her birthday that Friday, I think. And so Renee was sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and she picked us up, took us out to eat, and then we got to minister to the guy that was doing the cooking. We got to pray for him, and it was such a divine appointment, you know, like everything that took place that day was a God ordained.
That's it.
But it's because we're falling in love. We're seeking him. We want him more than anything. When you get to a point where you want God more than life, more than your family, more than husband, more than your money, more than anything in the world, wow.
That's it.
I'm telling you.
And that's why even Isaiah 58 and 2, he says, yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways. As a nation, they did or forsook not the ordinance of their God. And that's what's so awesome. And that's when you take delight in approaching, hearing God, he will put people on your heart.
Yeah.
He will add, Leslie says, Japanese food, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning, Leslie. Then we forgot to take her.
So listen, that's why today I just decree and declare, you know, and petition your spirit to just, you know, make an announcement to God. Today, from your heart to his heart, what you desire God to do for someone else. Because that's what he's telling us, and that is what gets God's undivided attention. It really does. Because all of this selfish stuff, these selfish prayers that we pray, got to get out of that and have the heart for people. Because when you know God is your God, your Abba, your Father, he going to take care of you. You don't really even have to ask.
He speaks to me. I'm telling you.
And listen, the depth of that is, you know, we do fast and pray, and we do. We thank God for that. And I'm learning a brand new thing, revelation here. That's what I'm learning, and I just, you know, I thank God, and all these amazing people just calling my phone. So if y'all seeing station identification break, it's because people is blowing up my phone. That means you're not watching the show, 1-800 number, okay? So anyway, that's what God is saying, to make an announcement today, America, you know, and ask God, listen, God, I just want, you know, that's what I love about David. He was a man after God's own heart.
Yes.
And when we hear what God is saying,
we just worship him, seeking him, and even though he messed up, but God picked him up. And that's what's so beautiful about God.
Yeah.
You know, it's his faithfulness, his goodness that brings me to repentance. And even when I know that I'm not faithful, he's faithful. And I'm like, how can you not want to seek him more and love him more and do right, you know, to bring him glory and honor and praise?
That's it. We got to stay in the spirit to do that.
You got to stay in the spirit.
Yeah.
You're right.
So Lord, we got 15 minutes. Let's read 8. Now, this is a breakthrough right here. Once you get the regimen down of fasting God's way, because he tells us here in Isaiah 58 how he wants us to do it, and then he also tells us what you're doing. Also right here, all this, want people to see the smoke and the ashes and
You got all this and you looking hungry. And I mean, really, what are you doing? That's what God is telling us here. Is this your way? It's such a fast that you chose? Because it ain't the one I chose. Because the one I chose, and he broke it all the way down in 7 when he says, are you giving to the hungry? What are you doing? Are you bringing, are we dealing with the poor? Are we opening up our homes? What are we doing? Or is it all for thine own flesh, for man to see? Or are we hearing what God is saying for others to see? Go ahead, break it down.
Yes, Isaías 8, God's love letters, which is
fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre. Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. And it says, Isaías, verso 8. Entonces nacerá tu luz como el alba, y tu salvación se dejará ver pronto. E irá tu justicia delante de ti, y de la gloria de Jehová será tu retaguardia. Entonces invocarás y te oirá Jehová. Clamarás y dirá, Él, he aquí, heme aquí. Si quitares de en medio de tu de ti el yugo, el dedo amenazador, y él hablar vanidad.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
Woo! 58:8 says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. So listen, after 7 where God tells us how we need to, he's calling us to fast, you know, it's pretty much each one reach one. That's really what God is saying. What are we doing in this hour? Are we helping the people? Are we feeding people? Are we bringing the poor? Are we casting them out of our houses when I seek it that they naked? Are we clothing them? What are we doing? Are you just doing it for your flesh? Okay, then in 80 says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy help shall spring forth speedily. What you say, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward.
Listen,
America. God is saying when we do this his way, when we help people, when we wake up every day, this is God's way of fasting. And he says when we get that down and when we do that, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. We have new revelation. We see things greater. And thy health shall spring forth speedily. We are rejuvenated.
Yes.
We feel good. That's what we're doing over
there. It doesn't matter what you're going through.
Come on.
You'll be singing this joy
that
I have.
Woo!
The world didn't give it to me.
And the world can't take it away.
Woo! Yes. And you continue to thank him and love him and tell others about Jesus. That's why every morning I wake up. God, give me a divine appointment this morning.
That's it.
Prepare the heart. Or speak to me. I'm open, too. Yeah. Let me minister to
deal
me.
With my heart.
And let me tell you, there's always somebody.
You got there.
Well, I don't care if you're at the gas station, at the grocery store. And if it's just telling people, Jesucristo te ama, Jesus loves you, or God bless you.
Yes.
You'll be surprised that some people look at
now.
You. And then sometimes they'll be like, you go to church? Can you pray? I mean, it's amazing what
you know
people say.
I had an encounter yesterday too, Lord. It's like, you know, sometimes you just be minding your own business.
Yes.
But the God in you, people are attracted
yes.
to that.
That's right.
So a young man, probably in his 20s, was bagging my groceries at Kroger. Y'all know I love Kroger. Hashtag shout out to Kroger.
Okay.
So he said to me, I don't know how we got on the conversation. Oh, he was looking at my food because y'all know I'll be trying to do the health stuff, and I do. I really do. God,
yes,
thank you
really
for my strength and my health and all of that. So, see, that's why we got to do our part,
that's
okay?
Right.
So he says, oh, wow, this looks so good. He said, you know what? We had a potluck at our church Sunday. I was like, well, this was potluck Sunday. I know my
five
years. I said, we did a potluck too at our church. And he goes, man, I brought some leftovers. He said, you know, I said, well, what church do you go to? And he told me go to a Catholic church in Grand Prairie. I was like, well, that's awesome. And I told him about my church. And we were just talking. He said, you know what? He just started sharing his success with me in life. He said,
wow.
You know, I gave my heart to God, you know, about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years. And God just been dealing with me. And I done lost 60 pounds. And, oh, yeah, he was just talking about it. And I was like, oh, wow. But, see, that's what God does. He goes in, and when we stay in the spirit and we die in the flesh, he begins to do great things in us.
Yes.
And when you can see young people
yes.
that are just ready and willing to open up,
because,
you know, when God says,
yes.
well, two or more gathered in my
yes.
name,
yes.
I'm a, and God shows up.
He is the man.
Yeah, even at the grocery store. Y'all know, okay, Sarah, yeah, that's what we talk about the grocery store is. You know, that's Ken Lord's favorite place, the grocery store, by any soul, dollar store, any soul.
Yeah, we go.
But it was so awesome that he felt that he could share that with me. And I believe that is because when we're containers of the glory, people that have their containers, it's two containers colliding at that very moment, no matter where you're at, you have those things in common, and that's a kingdom common thing, and then you begin to flow in the spirit together. And then the lady that was checking us out was like, oh, Lord, there they go. Okay, yeah, but here we go. Yeah. So it's so amazing. But listen, as we were talking about Isaiah 58:8, when we get this fasting thing down God's way, do y'all know that there are rewards? Because the word of God at the end of 8, it says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. So speedily means quickly.
Woo!
Yes. Okay. Woo! And thy righteousness shall go before thee. So God is going before us.
Yes.
What? And the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward.
Yes.
So there are rewards. And then Lord broke it down in 9 and says, Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer.
Woo!
Okay? Thou shalt cry, and the Lord shall say, here I am. Wow. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, which is love. That is so awesome. And in 10, he says, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday.
Woo!
That means there will be no darkness. Even if it come nigh to thee, it can't touch thee.
Yes.
You will become the light of the world.
Yes.
The noonday is the brightest time of the day.
Yes.
Now, to follow, there, and that's really when it all wakes up, you know, because it's the morning and the afternoon colliding and bursting open. I know y'all like, there they go, all animated. But I'm telling you, but listen, if God see you calling on him to help breach earth, see, helping people, the each one, we connect, that's how you breach earth, and that is what completes the cross. See, that's what Jesus did. He is when the horizontal and the vertical meet, and that's the cross, okay, compelling heaven and earth simultaneously, all at the same time. So if we all as God's people would get serious about this fasting God's way, where we're all each one, we're coming together, that's where it says, as a nation, we become righteous.
Yeah.
That's in 2. So that's us coming. This is such a powerful word today that God has given us a new revelation in fasting. Because I believe that when I learned about fasting, I just learned what Big Mama told my mom, and then Big Mama told her, and did it that way. But God is calling us into the deep. He's giving us brand new revelation in his word.
Yes.
And all he's saying is his way of fasting is helping people. Mm-hmm. Because then, okay, that's when they see God in you. So, Lord, this is where God meets us at. So this is what's so important. In turn, that's why I love it when you say, we're blessed to be a blessing. Yes.
Para bendecir.
Yes, and that's really fasting.
Yes.
That's what God's saying here. When you bless, and you bless to be a blessing, you bless others intentionally, on purpose, waking up every day. I mean, when you have a zeal in you, and you on fire.
Yes.
When you give
when
it
I
away,
give everything away. My God be like, woo! I'm giving this to you. Don't give it away. Well, God tells me I'm sorry.
Yeah. And that's why it will be no hurting people.
Nothing.
It'll be no hurting people, no hungry people. If we all get serious,
not about
on one
just
accord,
about gimme, gimme, gimme,
So that's that place of selfishness.
Yeah.
A lot of people, when they fast, they asking God to move for them. God already moving. He wants you to move out the way.
Yes.
That's what he wants you to do.
Right.
And then we ask these selfish prayers. God, I'm a fast because I need God to move. I need him to move. My husband, I need him to move. He already moving. Really, if those you pray that those people have a heart to receive, that's the prayer to pray, that he would open up their hearts so that they could hear him in this hour for themselves, not for you.
And you know, I have to share this.
Share it, Lord. Share it.
So a lot of people, it's true. The request is, I want this, I need this, give me this, give me that. But it's very rarely you hear a person that will say, you know what, pray for me that I will fall in love with Jesus more, that I will get to know him, that I will go to the prayer meetings, that I will go to a all-night prayer, that I will, you know, it's very rare. I've heard maybe one or two people tell me that, but everybody's about, they want, they want.
That's one side.
And then when you tell them, hey, let's go to prayer, or hey, let's go do this, or hey, nobody wants it. You know, it's just like Black Friday. Everybody killing each other and falling down. And I'm like, Lord, why can't people be like that on Sundays, on Wednesdays, or every day?
To spend time
with him, you know? And it's like,
Remember the commercial on Black Friday when they, I don't know if it was Ross, who it was, they'd be at the door, all these people, open.
Yes.
If we was at the church doors, open.
I got
for people to open their hearts.
Be with God more.
Yes.
And whatever he wants them to do, and be connected with the pastor and with the leaders, and this, what, how many souls can we go win?
Yeah.
Or, you know, come on, y'all.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
So really, that's what God is saying.
He'll do the rest.
Yeah.
If your heart is after God's heart, I'm telling you, he will give you everything and anything you need.
That's true. I'm telling you, America, component of fasting and praying. Y'all know we raced this clock, but that's just a blah. So, listen, we ain't even said nobody call in. We just got caught up and caught up. So, y'all call in next week if y'all want. We can still talk about this topic because it's so revelatory of what God is saying to us, because the component of fasting and praying is, in total, equal to love.
Love.
So, this takes us all
the way there. Is love.
So, listen, this is what's so amazing. God began to talk to us. What you doing? Dun, 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 dun. Open your voice like a trumpet. That's how he started out with us, okay? Shout aloud. Show your people. Then he began to say, but seek me daily as you do that. And then he rolled out and said, start asking us questions. What are you doing? Are you afflicted in the soul? I mean, behold, are you fasting this way? Are you doing this for you? Putting on some stuff to make people think?
God with us first,
which meant he rebuked us, right? That's not what I told you to do, and that's not how I'm saying the fast. What I'm trying to tell you right here is 7, 8, and 9, and 9 was the breaking when he says, now, after you get all this and these two verses, because he checked us up here with 99 questions. He did. What you doing? In such a way, is this your way of fasting? Is this the one that I chose? I mean, God is not playing with us.
Yeah.
That's why we got to get in this word and hear what he's saying to us. Okay. Then when we get it, he said, now when you got it down, this is what's going to happen for you. Then the breaking going to come.
Woo!
He talked about the morning. He talked about he's going to restore our health immediately. He talked about that, right? And then he talked about how he'll restore us in love, and it all comes in the noonday. Darkness will come, but it will not come to thee.
Yes.
That's what he's saying. Now, all this stuff is happening, but we really got to hear what God is saying. We've got to get this fasting down. And what he's saying is that's how you, when you stay in the spirit, the flesh will not rule you. And that's the reason and the design for fasting anyway, was that the physical would depreciate.
Well, by now.
Yeah. What did he say over here? He said, fasting is giving up a craving of the physical and to gain assistance from the spiritual.
Mm.
That's what he said. So listen, we talked about that because, 90 seconds on the blog, but it say 129. Which one is it? Okay, but it's okay because we on God's time.
Yeah.
So listen, we talked about the component of fasting and praying, and the total is just equals love. So we were talking about how we cruised down and it talked about getting on the parallel of the horizontal, which is the cross, which has took us back in the face of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It took us because, and then it says, in the Trinity, we talked about the pretzel, remember? You can't have none of that without the other one, the twisting and the turning. Okay, so this is what's so awesome is God is love. Because when we begin to fast and pray, and it talks about how we're speaking in vanity, which is love, okay, that is God. That's how God sees us. So we conclude with this. This, that makes us be who God is. When we are doing what God tells us, that's the God in us, okay? So fasting is the production of heavenly fuel that benefits earth. So if we are all connecting together, helping one another, meeting the needs of people, and stop being so selfish, what about me? I love it when Joyce Meyer does that.
Yeah.
By giving up the physical for the spiritual, That's the conclusion of a fast. When you give up the physical and you say the spiritual, you win. You're going to win every day because God says, thou shalt call and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry and the Lord will say, here I am. Lord, here I am, Marlo. Here I am, Natalia. Here I am, Rhonda. Here I am, Fairy. That's what he's going to say.
Here I am, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Yes, Pastor Mark. Yes, and Becky. I'm telling you, God is not playing with us.
Angela, my cousin from Laredo.
Good morning. So listen, this word is so pivotal, and we got to remember, it's not your way, it's God's way. So when you are going on a fast, and we can fast every day.
I might will, but thy will.
Yes, God is calling us into a brand new way, but this ain't new. This is, he's always talked about this in Isaiah, how we really got to get it together and stop becoming a selfish people, trying to fast for God to move, and he already moved, living and breathing. But the best way to hear him is in his word. Which is his what? Love letters, which is fire. Yeah. Woo, woo, yes. So I just thank God for his unadulterated word.
Yes.
Uncompromising word. See, God ain't playing with us, okay? And I know that he's calling us into a brand new place of his glory.
Yes.
And when we get in his word and when we hear what God is saying to us in this hour, it is so important that we lock arms, come together. That's what builds nations.
Yes.
And our nation is in trouble, America.
That's right. That's
and
right.
The way to get out of trouble is to do exactly what God told us, fasting and praying God's way.
That's right. That's
and
right.
That's how we're going to take this by force.
Yes.
Okay? Because I'm telling you, this is the hour, and it also is the day that the Lord has made. Yes. I know we say that, and we'll rejoice and be glad. But when you get involved with God's dream, he gets involved with yours.
That's right.
Which means we are the light of the world.
That's right.
And that's how we become the city on the hill. We really are, because God is in us. And that's what people are so hungry today.
Yes.
Spiritually. They hungry naturally too, but they're hungry spiritually.
That's right.
You know, and when they can get their minds wrapped around love, you know, that God is love and he really does love us, you know, and then that's where we get to each one, reach one.
That's
because
right.
When you are in love with Jesus, you'd be like, okay, God, what you want me to do? You want me to get out of it? Okay, no problem. That's what we're going to do today. Because that's what pleases
that's right.
God.
That's right.
And I just, you know, encourage you guys to get in your word. Read Isaiah 58, the whole chapter, because we didn't get to do the last four. But we just want you to be able to hear what God is saying
that's
to you.
Right.
Read it for yourself. And I'm telling you, the revelation came like no other when I read this. And I read Isaiah 58 a million times. But never did I get the depth of the revelation of true fasting God's way. It's how he wants us to help people.
Yes.
And not, you know, and then he'll help us.
Right.
And that's where that Luke 6 and 38 comes in with the same measure that you give. You know, it shall be given. Good measure.
Yes.
It talks about that.
Yes.
So what are you giving? Are you helping? Are you assisting? Are you feeding? Are you, I mean, really, that's really what God's way of fasting is. So what would you like to say, Laura, as we sail out on this beautiful day?
Well, I think we should lock arms and pray. I'll pray in my language in
Hallelujah.
Spanish, and then you pray
Let's
in English, and let's just touch everyone
thank
out there.
You,
and
God.
We thank you all for your love and support,
yes.
And we love you.
Hallelujah.
Padre, te damos gracias por esta mañana. Y le seguimos pidiendo que toque a cada uno de mis hermanos. Le damos gracias por su Espíritu Santo que siga manifestando en el corazón de cada persona, Padre. Que se enamoren de usted, que lo busquen en su palabra, que es vida, es fuego, es lumbre, Padre. Y le pido que si hay cualquier una persona ahorita que tiene dolor o que necesita sanación, que lo sane, Padre. Porque usted dijo que con la sangre de Jesucristo somos sanos, Padre, pero les pido milagros en mi familia, en mi gente, Padre, le pido que cada uno de ellos lo busquen a usted, le damos gracias por su misericordia, porque usted es el Padre Todopoderoso, Creador del cielo y de la tierra, de todo lo visible, Abba, le damos gracias, Padre lindo, por las bendiciones y por su amor, en el nombre de Jesucristo, amén.
Aleluya. Father, we thank you so much for your people. Father, we ask that you would just continue to bless the desires of their hearts, Father God, that they would continue to seek your face and to hear your voice and that we would continue to die every day, Father God, mm-hmm. that we as a people would rise up in the spirit and be able to hear your voice, Father God, and worship you in spirit mm-hmm. and in truth, and to be able to be more intimate with you, Father,
yes, Lord.
To have more desires of what you're calling us to do in the mm-hmm. land today mm-hmm. as a nation, as we all stand as each one reaching
each
one. And we band together, Father God, in your strength, in your power, in your might, because your ways are higher. Your thoughts are higher, Father God. So we want to come higher in you, God. And we continue to seek you, and we ask that you would just continue to cover your people. Go before them, because you said in your word, Isaiah 58:9, you will go before us, God. Hallelujah. And you would be a covering for us, Father God. And you would answer us. And when we cry, you will say, I am here for you by name. So you know your people, Father God. You know the hairs that are on our heads, the numbers. You counted us, Father, as a grain of sand. And we thank you so much for what you have in store for your people. And I just encourage your people, God, through your spirit, that they would be able to hear you more, and that you would call the world on a fast, Father God. Us to fast your way, Father God, that we would be able to touch the people, and to be able to help one another and link arms together and be a mighty nation that you called us in this hour. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God
Hallelujah.
Is
Christ Jesus.
Yes,
woo!
We love you. We love you.
Love
you. And thank you all for tuning in to our Mornings
Share
at the Mansion Show.
Yes. We love you so much.
Yes,
thank
yes.
You,
and we pray prosperity. We pray peace.
Yes.
And when we get in God, involved with God's word and his love letters, which is fire, he will get in turn get involved with your life
That's
and
right.
your businesses
That's
and your
right.
ministries and your children and your
yes.
family. And he will do a great work.
Yes.
Yes, he will.
Because he said it is finished.
Yes. Yes. Because we all do it in love.
Yes.
And the word of God says that love is the greatest of all things.
Yes.
It really is. So I thank you all for tuning in, and I love you guys, and continue to pray for us. As we pray for you, if you have any prayer concerns, don't get with me and Laura.
Yes.
I know we're going to pray for you. If you want to inbox us,
yes.
text us, or just straight up tell us, okay?
Yes. And keep us in prayer, too.
Yes.
Y'all pray a word of faith. Add us to your list.
Yes, because we are elevating and going to a new dimension in this media place, and we thank God for trusting us.
Yes.
Right, Laura?
Amen.
Good morning, Kimberly Amen. Center. I got to call you today, girl. I got caught up. You know, life. It's just too much. But I love you. I miss you greatly. And we will get together soon and do lunch. Hashtag. Because, you know, we get into the foodie stuff. But I'm being good, Kim. Okay. So we're going to sign out, and I pray that you guys will share the video. Share, share, share. That it would empower someone today to hear what God's saying about fasting his way.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Glory
to God. Have a fantastic week, and we love you. Woo!
Woo!
Yes, and I'll be like, talking with. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Yes. Wow. Gotta be the glory.
We did it.
Hallelujah. Yes, God is so serious about his love letters. Woo! Lord, wasn't that an amazing revelation on fasting God's way? We get so caught up. That's why he was asking us, what are you doing? Are you just got your head down or sackcloth with incense and ashes? What you doing? No, this is what moves me. It's what you do every day.
Yes.
I don't know if you know the depth that you fast every day and you fast God's way.
Yes.
And that's what moves God.
Yes.
And he's going to take care of you, Laura.
Yes. Yes, because he's been taking me back to a lot of things, you know, that he's done. And he goes, come on. Look what I just continue to believe and continue to be there for others, where I tell you to go and do and give. And I said, okay, Lord. And I'm trusting him, and I'm amazed at myself, because normally in the past I'll be like worry or scared. Now I'm just like, la, 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 la.
Yeah. Whatever you say, Lord, that's what we're doing.
I mean, you came out on the first day that evening, you know, but then I was okay after that.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
Then,
I mean, that's a shock.
Yeah.
It was a shock in the beginning. That,
and then
you know,
I said, wait a minute. but I have life. I have family. I'm connected to other warriors. I have the word of God. I have him first and foremost. You know, and it's just, I just encourage myself.
Wow.
And here I am. I'm okay.
That's so true, you know. And we just thank God for that because he's so nice.
He's so picky.
Woo!
Can you see this hold up? Okay. Let me put the flashlight on. You want with the flashlight? Yeah, I can see. You can see this all well. I don't give up. I'm always telling people about them, where they're at. I'm like, God, I don't give up.
That's right, Lord. Listen, so next week, I felt led that when we start our show next week, we're probably going to be right here in the summer.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put the computer probably, maybe it on a table right here.
Oh, yeah, right next to you.
Yeah, and then I can play the music. So and when you come on, we're going to be playing music, worshiping, praising him, talking to the music, just flowing. And then we'll just start the show from there. But God is talking to me about this music because we have access to it.
Yes.
And we need to really use it and be a little bit more consistent with our blog listeners.
Okay.
Pulling them in a little bit more, talking to them, encouraging them.
Yeah.
And that's why I really feel like I pay for a two-hour show, and we really probably need to at least do a two-hour show, but we may not hold Facebook 2 hours because I know that's long time for people to be sitting in unless God just calls them in more.
Yeah.
So let's see how that
unless
goes.
They want to.
Yeah.
I mean, they can always, the beautiful thing, they can always get off when they have to go.
So we can make an announcement, a two-hour special presentation today.
Yeah.
So we'll just seek God.
And if you have to go, we understand. Continue to pray for us because some people are at home doing nothing.
Yeah. It's so true.
A lot of the ladies that watch me, they're home doing nothing.
Okay. That's so true.
But they be fed. Here.
So true. So, to God be the glory.
Amen.
Yeah. So that's what we do.
It went by quick.
It really did. It always does, doesn't it? Hallelujah. So what are you doing today, Mama? What you got today?
Other than just I'm going to do outreach today at Rick Pope, but not till
later.
Yeah,
so
what time we meet
up? 6:30 today?
Yeah, not till 6:30.
Okay.
I haven't been the last two Tuesdays because I had a family night, and then I saw my granddaughters last Tuesday, and the Tuesday before was Luke's birthday, so yeah. But I'm going today. Go to some outreach.
Good.
Take the boys with me.
Oh, I have a 1 o'clock. We can go do something else you want. What?
It's up to you. As long as I'm home by, let me see, Lucas out of school at 4. Yeah, as long as I'm home by 4.